He closed with what he referred to as critical advice on how to catch the local fish, which he never or rarely seemed to do himself. The finale consisted of a rousing demonstration of what songs to sing, and vastly more important to him, not to sing, while fishing. Had a rotten singing voice, knew it, didn't care, but I cared. It hurt to listen to him. He said I wasn't a true fisherman. True fishermen, it seemed, didn't care about such frivolous details as musical notes. Not a bit. True fishermen care about volume. True fishermen sang loud. Then he threw his head back to show me, cocking that awful noise muscle of his, and fell backwards into the river. I was afraid he would drown, drunk as he was. And drunk as I was, I raced down around to the bank to help. He was okay by the time I got there. He was kneeling on the bank with his back to the water, looking over his shoulder at the rushing current. On his face was a comic opera expression of suspicion.
"Did you see who it was?"
he asked, not taking his eyes off the water. "What?"
"Did you see which one did it?"
he insisted. "Did what?"
"Pulled me into the water," he said gravely, looking at me at last. "Which fish?"
A marvel. By the time he dropped me off at the dome, I was semi-sober and thoroughly cheered. We had already said our goodbyes, and I was halfway up the ramp when his name finally sank in. Lewis. He was... I turned around and searched the landscape for him. I heard him before I saw him, galloping lazily out of sight over the gentle, grassy slope that rose away from the river and the city, and loudly practicing what he had referred to as scream singing.
This was supposed to be the guy that owned Sanction? No, couldn't be. There had to be another Lewis. Surely. But of course there wasn't. He was it, that lightweight drunk. He was the owner, ruler, master of everything in sight.
I laughed on my way up the rest of the ramp, and then I stopped laughing, because it wasn't really funny. I suddenly appreciated Borgland more than ever, for this place had been a perfect choice. It was just what he needed, distant, alone, and utterly helpless. No, it really wasn't funny at all.